Nope. We don't need to speed up the process. We don't need to nuke this. You know why? Because this is the non-microwave truth.
I am CL Whiteside, and this is brought to you by Time of Grace Ministry. Let's jump straight into our first world problem today. We're going to talk a ton about relationships, because if you heard me say it before, life is all about relationships. In our first world problem, I want you to think about this first. Who would you say are the three people that you are closest to in your life? If you're like, ooh, three is too tough, go ahead and think of five people. These people could be friends. These people could be family members. But who would you say you are closest to? Get at least three people in mind. And if you want, you can get five or six or even seven people in mind. Now, once you have these people in mind, I want to ask you these series of questions. The first one is this. Those people that you say you are closest to, how much would you say you are on the same page health-wise, or like you value health very similar to those people on your list, the people that you said you are closest to? How would you view your health status? How would they view their health status? Is it pretty similar? The second thing is this, financial awareness. Do you have the same financial awareness as those people on your list? Do you view money the same? And I'm not talking about you make the same amount of money, but I'm just saying you financially are probably the same from an awareness standpoint, and you kind of handle business very, very similar. So if you pay bills and you like, ooh, I'm on time with my bills, do your people that you're closest with, do they pay their bills and value it the same as you? And the last one is this. Those people that you have and say you are the closest to, are you spiritually on the same page? Do you have the same God? Are you spiritually working out the same? If you're one of those people that say, yeah, I don't really want to go to church, when you look at the people closest on your list, are they in the opposite saying, ooh, I got to go to church 2-3 times a week? Just think about that. The people that you say you are closest to, we talked about from a health standpoint, we talked about from a financial standpoint, and then we talked about from a spiritual standpoint. How aligned are you with these people? I definitely want to hear from you on Instagram or Twitter. If you're on YouTube, drop it in the comments right now. Think about those people that you say you are closest to and just see how much do you align with those people from a health standpoint, from a financial standpoint, and most importantly, a spiritual standpoint. Instagram or Twitter, my handle is ChampionLife23, and this is our first world problem. It is dinner time. The title of our episode is Examine Your Relationships. Are you aligned where it matters most? And like I said earlier in the first world problem, life is all about relationships. And throughout this episode, I just want you to examine your relationships. I want you to think about the relationships that you said are closest to you. Because something that I have noticed is at times we are like putting so much time and energy into effort into certain relationships. And I'm looking like, you know, that relationship can only go so far. You can only be so connected with that person because you're not aligned where it matters most. Like, that relationship is only going to go so far. And when you just think about why are we even in the relationships that we are in, a lot of times, like, why do we feel obligated? Well, sometimes it's like, well, that's a family member, so I automatically have a relationship with this person. I grew up with this person, or we went to school together, so we built a relationship. We were in the same activities. We were in the same clubs. We were on the same team. So I have a relationship with this person. Sometimes it's like they live right next door to me, or they're my next door neighbor. So you pretty much automatically have a relationship with them. Now, at times we feel obligated to have relationships based off of like race. Like, I remember going to a coaching clinic. It was predominantly white. It was only like 2 or 3 black men there. And they automatically formed a relationship with me like, oh, I'm happy to see this brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And sometimes that's why we form relationships based off of gender or based off of race. Sometimes it's like, I have a relationship with this person because I once drank with them, or we used to party together, or we used to have fun together. Sometimes it's just based off of hobbies. And sometimes it's just based off like, you know what? This person helped me out. And since they helped me out, we have always had a relationship. But I want you just to think about those relationships that you do have. Why do you have relationships with those people? And how obligated do you feel to continue to nourish or to pour into those relationships? Now, something for us to think about, and we're going to talk a lot about this on this episode today, is especially when you're examining those relationships. Relationships can only go so far, or you can only be so connected with people when you are spiritually on the same page and you're spiritually both trying to grow. Now, I'm not talking about, okay, I believe in Jesus, and then my friend, they're spiritually trying to grow too, but they're talking about Buddha, or they're talking about Muhammad, or they're talking about zodiac signs. Like, no, that's not on the same page. And we're not trying to grow in the same way. Now, I'm a firm believer that there are friends and relationships for different reasons and for different seasons at times. So like, if you have a friend that's financially, okay, that's my financial friend, we can talk about that. But even with those relationships, you're going to realize sometimes they need to have a godly perspective. And wisdom that God provides us with is special. It's unique. It's not of this world. And you can ask friends of this world for advice and for different things, but you can only take it so far. You can only take it so far. And I also think that there's nothing wrong with putting friendships in different categories. So what I mean by that is like, okay, I have my friends that I can be active with. I got my boys I can go play tennis with. That's our new thing. We used to hoop a lot, but now we getting a little older. We need to play tennis. We love it. It's something you can get to quick. Find a park in the summer, get some sunlight, and let's go play tennis. Now, I used to have people that I could work out with, but it was only like two. Shout out to my man Coke and Mo Barty. Other people, it's like I couldn't have a relationship with them in that regard because they want to sit there and talk the whole time. It's like, oh, I'm trying to get it in. I'm trying to get swole. And it's like, it's only a couple people that I could work with because we were aligned in that regard. Now, you might have people that you can talk business with. I have people that I can talk business with. I have people that I can talk education with. I have people that I'm going to talk coaching with and strategies and X's and O's. But I'm not going to talk to them about spiritual things for the most part. Like, I know that that relationship can only go that far. Like, that's where the relationship is at. You might have people that you can talk TV shows with or entertainment, or you can talk sports with. We both root for the same team. You might be able to even talk politics with some people because you have similar philosophies in that regard. Some people have relationships based off of their family life. Like, oh, you're a mother, I'm a mother. You're a father, I'm a father. You're a brother, I'm a brother. So we build off of that. And something that I've noticed are more people are building and forming relationship off of trauma. And I call those trauma bonds. And at times there can be nothing wrong with that. But what I always want to caution people when you are building bonds, especially based off of trauma, is those bonds should be geared towards healing. Those bonds should be geared towards growing and comforting each other in the right way. You don't want to just build a trauma bond and then complain the whole entire time and be a victim. You want it to grow, especially as Christians. We can definitely heal, and that's something that we should be looking towards. Now, on this episode of Examine Your Relationships, Are They Aligned Where It Matters Most? This is the question you got to think about. Should we beware of the relationships that we have? Should we as Christians beware of the relationships that we have? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, we should be aware of that. Like, we have to stop getting guilt tripped into extending helping hands. Like, that's Christian, like, to help us extend a helping hand. They spitting on my hand, though. It's a point in time where you got to like, no, I stop. I'm going to take my hand back. I'm not going to extend a helping hand. What does the Lord say about this? 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteous and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? So God just tells us right there, like, don't be yoked with unbelievers. Yoked means like you on the same page. You riding or dying together. Not necessarily riding or dying. I took it to another level. But yeah, you on the same page and you're trying to create bonds, connections. You got to be careful with that. Proverbs 13, verse 20 tells us, walk with the wise and become wise. For a companion of fools suffers harm. Now, something as Christians that we should be more leery of, more conscious of, more comfortable doing, we should be more leery and comfortable creating boundaries and allowing or creating distance to happen. Sometimes we don't want distance to happen. Like, oh, that's my best friend. I've been knowing them since they were 5 years old. And it's like, but they're not on the same page. They're not spiritually trying to grow or mature in the same way. And in fact, they're going the opposite way and they have no shame in it. They're deliberately telling you like, yeah, I don't mess with the God thing. I'm gonna look at these zodiac signs, or I'm just not with the whole church thing. I'm just not with the whole God thing. And they're flat out telling you that. You got to be conscious of that. Now, we have people that will guilt trip us into, we got to stick together. I call that the we got to stick together manipulation. And I talked about that a little earlier. Sometimes it's like, well, we got to stick together because we're the only men on the job, or we're the only females on the job, or we're the only Hispanic people at the job. You know, it's only two of us. It's only two black people. We know we got to stick together, But if they are on some different stuff, if they are on some mess, if they are on some stuff that goes the opposite of God's word, it's like, ooh, I got to be leery. I got to keep you at a distance. And you being at a distance is actually a good thing. And this is super tough for even our family and our friends. That's where it's probably the most tough. Like, man, we got to stick together because I've been knowing you since you were 5 years old and you had hair. Remember when you used to have waves? Like, what I got to do with anything? Or sometimes people will be like, well, we're family, so we have to stick together. Look at what Luke chapter 14, verse 26 says, because family and friends, those are probably the toughest ones that we struggle with when it comes to this, like allowing distance to happen or creating distance. Luke chapter 14, it says, if you come to me, but will not leave your family, you cannot be my follower. You must love me more than your father, mother, wife, children, brothers, and sisters, even more than your own life. Now, some of y'all need to distance yourself from family members. You absolutely do need to distance yourself from family members. You need to leave or you need to have them leave. I'm going to say that again. You need to leave or you need to have them leave. Look at what Matthew chapter 19, verse 29 says. It says, and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. So I'm not talking about just leaving to leave and creating distance to create distance. I'm talking about people that clearly do not want to do things for God's sake. They are doing things for their own selfish ambition. They are people that are in those crazy cycles that they don't want to change. They don't want to do it God's way. They rather do it the world's way. They rather do it the enemy's way. And some of us wonder, some of y'all wonder why, like, you can't get right. You can't get right because you refuse to. You absolutely refuse to. Like, you wonder why you can't find peace or you're always stressed. And it's like, I'm going to use analogy, just like you're holding burning coals in your hand. What's going to happen? Your hands are going, they're going to be damaged. Like, coals are okay if they're in the grill and they have some distance. Like, the heat is a good thing. But when you're holding the coals in your hands, what's going to happen? You're just going to get burnt. And sometimes that's how we are with certain family members or our friends that we've been having for a super long time. Like, we need to get some distance. We need to have the coals go in the grill. Or sometimes we just don't need to have the coals anywhere to be seen because it's already hot outside and the food is already cooked. Look at what Proverbs 27, verse 17 says. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Notice iron is being sharpened by iron. It's not being sharpened by another thing. So when you think about this, someone who is spiritually mature, someone who is trying to sharpen themselves with God's word, your friends, your family, who are they going to be able to sharpen you? They need to be able to sharpen you with God's word, not just random crazy things. And I think most of you agree, as Christians, our most important relationship is with who? Our most important relationship is with God, right? Right. So think about this. Ask yourself this. Of the people that you consider yourself closest to, how many of them are reflecting Christ's love? People that you would say you're closest to, how many of them are reflecting Christ's love or encouraging you to get closer to God, encouraging you to get closer to Jesus and continue to build that relationship? How many are serving you as iron sharpening iron in a spiritual sense? Like, how many of them are doing that? Especially the people that you consider yourself close with or the people that you allow to be in your life and take up your time, take up your energy, take up your mental capacity. How many of those people are pushing you in this regard? And there are three great passages that I'm gonna read to you that speak on relationships. James 4, verse 4. And to sum this up, this is talking about worldly friends influence you to be what? Worldly friends influence you to be worldly. It says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes what? Becomes an enemy of God. Now, I have this, and I know a lot of people have this. We have this like desire. Sometimes it's like a crazy desire to be liked or to be loved, like way too much by the world, way too much by the world. And especially when we don't ponder or we don't realize how much God likes us and how much God loves us, all of a sudden we can get stressed by wanting to please people and to be liked by people or wanting to be loved by people. Because sometimes people will guilt trip you and be like, you don't like me or you don't love me because you're not giving into their way again. But it's like, no, I need to create some distance with you. And that ultimately, I got to remember how much God likes me and how much God loves me. Like, I'm not going to pay that cost that you want me to pay, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Look at what Solomon says in Proverbs 1, verse 8 through 19. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this was a warning against the invitation of sinful man. And this is what Solomon said. He said, "My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths." And if you've been wondering why certain people won't do right by you, it's because a lot of times they aren't right with the Lord. They aren't right with the Lord, and they don't want to be right with the Lord. So how in the world can they be right to you or to me if they don't want to do God's way, if they don't want to be right with the Lord? Like, it's not going to work. Look at what Psalm 1, verse 1 and 2 says. And this is talking about being conscious of the company that you and I keep. And I know sometimes people are like, you know, we just play video games together, or we just go to happy hour together, or we just talk at work, you know, we just friends on social media, or, you know, we really enjoy talking about sports and entertainment. We both root for the Packers and the Bucks. It says this: blessed is the one who does not walk in the step. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked. And I want you to think about this. Are you walking in step with these folks in ways that you're not even aware of? It goes on to say, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Now, a lot of these examples that I gave you, they aren't bad. They aren't bad at all. But you got to realize, a lot of those examples I gave you, they're also not getting you to meditate on God and his law and his word. They're just not. And on this episode of Examine Your Relationships, Are They Aligned Where It Matters Most? We have to realize that certain relationships, there's a cap. And I said this before, there's only so close you can be. And we have to realize that those relationships are just unique, and they look different, like different in different relationships. So I'll give you the example of, I'm married. I have a wife. No other relationship with any other person will look like that. Not my mama, not my daughter, not my homegirls I've been knowing since 5 years old, not my boys, not my teammates, like none of that. It's not going to look like that. Or at least it's not designed to look like that. And this is scary, and I probably mentioned this before, where moms nowadays are treating their sons like that's their husband or their boyfriend. And I got to do an episode on that, but this is not the day. But just think about how sometimes how we expect certain relationships to be when those relationships aren't even designed to be like that, and they cannot be like that. Like, that is not God's design. And if it is, you stepping out of God's alignment on how he wants things to be. Look at Ephesians 5, verse 28. It says this, and this is why I talked about that relationship with my wife, like how that's uniquely and specially designed. It says, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. I'm going to jump to verse 31. It says, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. That's also found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. But you see that God is telling us very clearly, a husband and wife relationship is going to be very different. It is designed to be different. And on this episode of Examine Your Relationships, Are They Aligned Where It Matters Most? I want to give you four things to think about and four takeaways. And the first one is this. Some people shouldn't have 100% access to you. Some people shouldn't have any access to you, or they should have 50% access to you. But I know it gets tough when it's like, we have to go to this birthday party. Or, you know, we have to invite this person because they are a family member. Or I've been knowing them since we were 5 or 6. And it's like, you don't. You do not have to do anything. You do not have to give that person access to you. And this is where I talk about history matters so much. If you look at their history, and it's a good chance that this person is going to act like the world, or get you to act like the world, or bring some demons and bring the enemy there, then you probably should not. No, not you probably. You shouldn't invite that person. You shouldn't feel obligated to allow that person to have access to you. You shouldn't. That's just not wise. And what does 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 and 34 tell us? It says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. So if there's a good chance that this person is going to get you out of character and get you acting like the world, then the answer is definitely no. They can't come, or I shouldn't go with them. Like, we should be comfortable doing that as Christians. The second thing is this. We have to stop trying to force relationships, especially in areas where the person doesn't want to grow and they're not in the same place. If they don't want to grow in it, we kind of have to stop forcing it and allow that distance to have, or in some cases create distance, especially when they're going to go the opposite of what God wants, what God's word says. And we got to look elsewhere. Matthew chapter 10, verse 14 tells us, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. He says, leave that hometown and shake the dust off your feet. So go ahead and have that distance. It is absolutely okay. We got to make sure we aren't forcing relationships, because God tells us they don't want to listen. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Third thing we have to realize is every friend or every associate or every family member is not for every event. They are not for every season. They are not for every single time. So we don't want to get outside of God's will or miss God's blessing when we're trying to bring people in a room that God didn't invite them to be in. God only invited you to be in that room. God only invited you with that blessing. And sometimes people are like, ooh, that sounds harsh. It's like, no, that person is not, they not even, that's not, that's, God said, no, that this is for you and you only, or it's for you and somebody else. But sometimes we miss out on blessings and we step out of God's will because we're trying to bring along a friend or a family member that has no business being there. Like, God knows best, and that's something we definitely need to trust in. And the fourth thing is this: we should not be more loyal to a person than we are to Jesus. Like, we should not be more loyal to a person than we are to Jesus. You know, Jesus, your savior, the one who died for you, the one who loves you so much, the one who sacrificed like no one else could or has ever done. Yeah, that guy. And to wrap up this episode of Examine Your Relationships, are they aligned where it matters most? I want you just to think about it like this. Dr. Pepper had this great commercial. And on this commercial, they had two dudes who got connected and had a great time with each other just because of the fact that they both like Dr. Pepper. We have something that's so much more important with our faith in Jesus. And when you think about this, a spiritual brother or a spiritual sister, that is going to last way longer than an earthly brother or an earthly sister. Now, hopefully they can overlap. Your earthly brother and your earthly sister can also be your spiritual brother and your spiritual sister. But we know that's not the case in everything. So when you think about this, being on the same page with your faith, with understanding who Jesus is and basking in that grace and that mercy, that's so much more important. That's where you want to be aligned at. That is truly where you want to be aligned at. Because when you can have someone remind you of the truths and the promises of God, that's beyond valuable. And I think about that Dr. Pepper commercial. They were so connected just because of Dr. Pepper and loving Dr. Pepper. We can be connected with people who have different interests and different hobbies and even view politics different when we have that common bond of Jesus Christ. And that is something we should never take for granted. And sometimes with certain relationships, it is okay for it to be at a distance. It is okay to create distance because they aren't there yet. And we can't try to act like we are God and force that person to be ready. We give them the gospel, let the Holy Spirit do what he does, and then give it time. Let it have distance. It is okay for us as Christians to have distance and to have boundaries. Like, they have to be there. Why do they have to be there? To preserve and strengthen our relationship with Jesus Christ, because that is the most important relationship. And this is the non-microwave truth. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Examine Your Relationships. Are they aligned where it matters most? Now, this is one of those episodes I definitely want you to share with your friends, definitely share with the people that you are closest with, and have some conversations with them about this. Discuss that. Thank the Lord and praise them when you can be aligned in the most important aspect, which is your faith in Jesus Christ. Peace, punch, Captain Crunch, say no to drugs and yes to Jesus. I am out.